producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is Live Fire, with the latest news about threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. Our guests include elected and other public officials, journalists, citizen activists, and others who are fighting for the Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment. Live Fire covers a broad range of constitutional issues, particularly the debate over private ownership of firearms. Our host is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Remember, the issue is not just about gun control. It's about control. Now, here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Live Fire on the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I want to have a chat with an attorney from New York State who is, I would say, unhappily, in one sense, although happily, Loma Campana is involved in the case because she's done a number of gun cases and knows her way around this issue very well. And you can't say that about every attorney on every issue. So we are going to take this opportunity then to fill folks in on what that New York SAFE Act is like, what are its provisions, and then kind of get into how really dirty it was for them, the way they got it enacted. And then we'll, of course, look at some of the provisions of the law and see that it was written by people who just don't like folks like us having guns. They don't know what they're doing. But I'm not interested in educating them so they can make a better ban. I just want to beat them in court, and that's why we have Paloma Campana on today as our guest. Paloma, thank you so much for being available.
Well, thank you, Larry, for inviting me. I've listened to a number of Live Fire segments and really am quite honored that you've selected me to speak with you.
Well, you are doing exactly what we are quite interested in. You know our members, some of whom you know personally in New York, where you are in the Rochester area, are just, they were devastated when this was enacted, and they weren't very happy about it either. So they're retaining you to fight this fight, and I've had a chance to get acquainted with you, and I'm just delighted that they had you available. Why don't we start by just explaining a little bit what does the SAFE Act provide for, and we can take it apart a little bit later, but let's just first set out what is supposed to be the provisions of the SAFE Act.
Sure. The New York SAFE Act, as it's nicknamed, although I think most of us on the ground refer to it as the New York UnSAFE Act, was a 39-page bill that got jammed through the New York State Legislature, courtesy of the governor of the state of New York, on January 14 and 15 of 2013. So we've had that now for more than a year and a half. It touched upon multiple areas of law in the state of New York, whether it's the penal law, the family law, domestic relations law, state law issues, and so forth. But the key provision that I think we're going to be highlighting as you and I talk today is really the New York definition of assault weapon.
Yeah, pretty loosey-goosey, and I think it reveals the ignorance of the people that really just don't like guns and want to get rid of them all, and they thought this might be a place where they could make a sale.
Right, and as I would expect the Live Fire audience to know, because I find Second Amendment supporters and activists are very well informed on these issues, the term assault weapon is a fiction. It is only something that exists in those few states or in the old expired 1994 federal law. It is not a term used by the manufacturing industry. It is not a term that applies to a specific product. And one of the critical things for the entire public to understand is that this definition is badly constructed, differs from state to state, and truly creates a kind of a chaos that, you know, the easiest way I think to explain it to the general public is this, you know, I've got a Ford C-Max and it's a little eco car that like nobody's ever heard of. You know, imagine if your Ford Escape is legal in Pennsylvania, but not New York, and then to enter New Jersey, you could only drive the C-Max and you didn't even know what that was. That's basically how these few assault weapons definitions operate in the few states that have them.
It's a prescription for gotcha, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes.
And in fact, lack of uniformity in firearms laws across the country, whether it be for carry or the definition of what is a particular type of firearm, have ensnared lots of people over the years. And that's one reason why we here at Gun Owners of America, for example, have been pushing for a national recognition law that says that if you have a concealed carry permit, or if your state doesn't require one to legally carry concealed, that your driver's license would be the equivalent of a concealed carry license. And so if you came from Wyoming with your driver's license and your handgun, you'd be able to carry concealed under the provision that Representative Stoltzman is promoting in the U.S. House of Representatives. You'd be able to carry concealed in New York City. The thought.
I don't know that that's going to happen, Larry. I think some officials in New York City literally are dialing your number even as we speak.
Yeah, trying to find some way they can do a Shaheen Allen on the was arrested for telling an officer in New Jersey that she had a gun in the car, something during a traffic stop, something that she would be required to do in Pennsylvania, where she legally was carrying concealed. But crossing the river got her into big trouble. But anyway, this is...
I think that is a very relevant point to this conversation around the legality of a, quote, assault weapon, is how does the average person find out about these laws even when they're trying to be in compliance?
Right.
It's very difficult to be something other than an attorney focused on this area of law in the state of New York. And so whenever I see a law or a regulation or a ruling that is so convoluted, you have to be a practicing attorney in a specific field of law, not even just law in general, but, you know, really focused and specialized, that's when, for me, red flags go up all over the place.
By the way, the way you just put that, let me expand on that a little bit. We try to make it clear all the time here at Gun Owners of America and with our sister foundation, Gun Owners Foundation, that if you are in legal trouble regarding firearms, the attorney you use to draw up your will or to do some other specialized task shouldn't be relied upon. And this is not a knock on that attorney. It's simply it's not the field of expertise that you need. And if you get an attorney that says, let's do this the easy way, I've actually heard from people that had attorneys tell them that. And when they agreed to do it the easy way, it meant pleading out to something, paying a fine, maybe even doing time in jail as opposed to a whole ton of time in jail. That was the easy way. Well, I would submit that's not perhaps the best idea to pursue that easy way. And that's why I'm so happy, Paloma, that we're having a discussion today, because this is an area where there are people that really don't like the American people owning and carrying guns, and they have done everything they possibly can to stick it to us. I hear the advent of a hard break, so let me just break off here for a moment, talking with Paloma Campana, attorney at law here in the Rochester area in New York, behind enemy lines, we might say. So we're going to be back after some announcements. Mm-hmm.
The program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns. The people.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for being with us today. I'm talking with Paloma Campana, an attorney in New York State in the Rochester area, has done a lot of gun cases and is involved in the publication of a white paper, the state's case in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Como, a lawsuit, if you will. And it's got a nice subtitle, What the State Wants You to Believe About the Unsafe Act. The state naturally has anything to do with gun control by the controllers makes us more safe. That's their going-in assumption. Well, they assumed that they knew something about guns, and they have some definitions which we hadn't really gotten to quite yet. Maybe it's time that we discuss a little bit more about that and just how loosey-goosey this thing is and what makes it an assault weapon, quote-unquote.
Well, I'm not sure it's quite as loose as we would wish, if only from the standpoint that what they really went after in New York are some of the most popular firearms. And I do believe that they knew what they were trying to do. Whether they accomplished that with the language remains to be seen.
Oh, I take that.
There are some pending court cases where the courts will be interpreting that. But, for example, in terms of the semi-automatic rifle, I mean, they essentially went straight at that AR platform and essentially equated the semi-automatic rifle with the firearm used in mass shootings, even though they have no empirical data to back up that claim.
In fact, as we know, very few mass shootings have involved long guns of any kind. Typically, they're done with a handgun, and if it hadn't been for a guy at a food processing plant in Moore, Oklahoma, there would have been a mass murder with a knife used by a Muslim. So we're definitely talking about banning guns they don't like, not that have any record of being used in hardly any crimes, mass murders or other kinds of crimes. The firearm of choice of almost all criminals is a handgun.
In terms of gun violence, that would be correct.
They're more concealable, they're more readily available, they're cheaper. So there's all kinds of reasons for that. But anyway, they clearly had an agenda. And as you say, whether they actually made the law in a way that would carry out the agenda and whether it didn't give clever folks like you a way of tripping them up, that's something we'll discuss. But the fact is that you got to take away from it that they wanted to get rid of all semi-automatic long guns.
Right. And I think that we should define for the audience what that agenda is. In one of the affidavits submitted in this NYSRPA versus Cuomo lawsuit, Assistant Counsel for the New York State Police makes clear that the policy agenda is ban, regulate, and phase out. So it's not even just that they want to restrict current owners. Their goal is a long-term goal, which is to eliminate all of these so-called undesirable firearms from the state of New York in full.
And in New York, that's conceivable to accomplish because there's been registration in New York for many, many years. And so most firearms are, we've got to imagine, on at least one registration list somewhere in the state of New York.
Well, the big registration push, though, came from the SAFE Act, with the requirement that these so-called assault weapons be registered by April 15 of 2013. That date, however, passed like a black hole. And we have been fighting since January 2014 through the Freedom of Information process to try to find out if even one firearm was actually registered with the state of New York. Gun Owners of America is one of the petitioners, Bill Robinson's Second Amendment radio show, another, and SCOPE, the Shooters Committee on Political Education, are the co-plaintiffs in the three lawsuits that we filed last week after 8 months of wrangling with the state. And the really fabulous thing is that last Friday, the Committee on Open Government in New York issued a four-page advisory opinion that is absolutely scathing of the New York State Police and literally says there is no legal basis for them to withhold this information. It is not confidential. It should be released.
Wow. Delightful news. So, folks, you probably heard it here first on Live Fire that a significant obstacle has been removed as this case proceeds. One of the things you point out in this white paper, Paloma, it was stunning to me that I guess the agenda of the trial court, the lower court that heard the case first, said, I'll decide the case based on motion papers that you write and submit to me. Now, boy, that really does wonders for due process. How does one motion paper ask questions of another? How do you do cross-examination? Well, the answer was, you don't. What a free ride that judge gave to the antis.
Yeah, motion practice is a funny thing. I think for non-attorneys, it has to sound horrible, and I think we as attorneys forget motion practice is fairly common. But in a case of this magnitude, to think that the issue went in on motion, there was no live oral argument, even in the courtroom by the lawyers, and that the attorneys developed a record of approximately 2,500 pages, it just leaves one thinking, well, how much more proof could the court have considered? Right? Didn't this work out better by submitting this all on paper? You know, they practically drove a truck, you know, into the courthouse, you know, with that much paper.
If I understand what you were describing correctly, they basically were submitting 2,500 pages of hearsay.
Right. And that's where the problem comes in. In federal court, you generally find quite a high standard of lawyering, quite a rigorous submission, even on paper. Because the federal rule is that whatever you submit should be admissible. So in other words, even though it's on a piece of paper, it should be in as good a form as if your live witness is there and overcoming objections and so forth. And instead, what the state of New York managed to pull off was submitting what I would call junk data. I mean, that's you know, a cliche phrase. I'm not saying something derogatory. It's junk data. They submitted things like a printout of a blog from Mother Jones. And the worst part is...
reputable group that is.
right. And, you know, the worst part of that conversation is that, unfortunately, the district court judge thought it was good.
Because that's where he wanted to go. He obviously is somebody that thinks guns ought to be banned. He doesn't think that's part of the oath of office that he took either. Hopefully the day will come, in my dreams, I'm sure, when we start impeaching judges like that. Because that's just a really unacceptable assumption that he's making, that somehow these guns are on the block to begin with, when the Second Amendment has the clear intention of keeping these very kinds of guns in our hands because of people like him.
And here's where I do have some sympathy, you know, for the judge and for other judges on these really powerful civil rights issues. You know, when the lawyers turn in what they are claiming is data, and it coincides with where you are headed at already, you're just not reading with quite the same level of scrutiny. And listen, Larry, if I was myself a district court judge, pro Second Amendment that I am, you know, I would have been sitting with those papers predisposed to be looking for everything I thought supported the Second Amendment. So the difficult job of the federal judges really is they have to put the personal self aside, and that is a discipline that few people really can bring to the bench.
Let's come back after the break with that point.
Live Fire, the program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns, the people or the government.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And today I'm speaking with Paloma Campana, a New York State attorney involved in challenging in federal court the so-called SAFE Act, a rather draconian gun control act that was rammed through at the behest of Mario Cuomo, the governor of the state. And it is something that when you look at it as we are right now, you realize that this is a monster piece of anti-Second Amendment legislation. What we have to be concerned about, and Paloma, you may want to take off from this, that we have some judges at these lower court levels that are rather obviously deferring to their own personal opinion rather than the Constitution, and that hopefully, as the case moves on toward the Supreme Court, where there's relatively more scrutiny from the public and even politicians, maybe there'll be a little bit more fidelity to their oath of office to uphold the Constitution. Hopefully you've actually seen evidence of that.
I have. And, you know, in some ways one might think of the district court level as the nuts and bolts of the federal court system. You know, several hundred thousand cases enter through those doors each year. And so they've really got sort of a day-to-day nitty-gritty. It doesn't minimize that when there's a constitutional question in front of them, you know, I would hope they would put aside Apple versus Samsung and a patent question on whether a screen is, you know, 9 inches or 9 1/4 inches, you know, and really give the consideration necessary to the con law question. But yes, as we start going higher, you should expect to see the Second Circuit, for example, which will have both the New York and the Connecticut case before it, start to get a little bit more in that ozone of the founding fathers and the history of the amendment and the critical importance of the right to bear arms to our American way of life.
Now, what this law says, basically, is that if you have just one of a laundry list of features on the gun, that bingo makes it an assault weapon. If it's a semi-automatic rifle, a semi-automatic shotgun, semi-automatic pistol, you've reproduced the list in your white paper, the state's case against the law, and maybe we ought to just discuss what some of these gotchas are, because it's pretty stunning.
Right. For example, if we look at the semi-automatic rifle, the statutory description does two things. It first requires a detachable magazine, and then it looks for one, that's O-N-E, uno, you know, one, only one feature of the following list. So for those of you listening to Live Fire, check it out and see if you were in New York, how you would be suffering like the rest of us. So a folding or telescoping stock, a pistol grip that protrudes conspicuously beneath the action of the weapon, a thumb hole stock, a second hand grip or a protruding grip that can be held by the non-trigger hand, a bayonet mount, a flash suppressor, muzzle brake, muzzle compensator, or threaded barrel designed to accommodate a flash suppressor, muzzle brake, or muzzle compensator, a grenade launcher. So in the state of New York, if you own a semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine and one of those features, you were required to register it by April 15, 2013. Failure to register is a misdemeanor. Possession of an assault weapon is a felony, punishable by 3 to 7 years in prison.
That is extremely draconian. And what they're saying, let's just discuss the telescoping stock. If you don't want to invest in the same kind of rifle for every member of the family, then a telescoping stock means that you can adjust the length of the stock so that your 15-year-old, who hasn't finished growing yet, can use the same rifle that you, the 6'3" father, finds comfortable. You're obviously going to, that father's going to want a much longer stock than possibly his young teenager could accommodate.
That's correct. You know, you could almost call it the poor man's custom stock, right? As opposed to having to go to the gunsmith for custom sizing, or to go to the dealer for an altogether new firearm. Absolutely. This allows you to be sharing that firearm within your family or with other, you know, friends at the range, and for everyone to have the most safe and best fitting sizing of that stock to their body frame.
And to assume that somehow that adjustable stock has a military something military about it, that's just silly. They obviously don't know what they're talking about. They just don't like guns. And so that was, you know, when you're against something, I've been told, then it doesn't really matter what reason you offer for being against it. Any reason will do if you're just against it.
That's correct. It's just a very tortured view at more than arm's length of a firearm. One of the more interesting stories that I've learned in the last year and a half of doing research into how the bills in New York, Connecticut, and Maryland actually passed includes that I've bumped into a person who was actually contacted by the Connecticut state legislature while they were drafting theirs, saying, can you come to help us with drafting? This person went to lend expertise, not realizing where it was going. And the conversation started with them asking her, can you please describe what is a firearm? So, you know, the legislative process was one that was so behind closed doors that there was no industry expertise brought to bear, and that's part of how we've ended up with really these very tortured statutes that, you know, someone like you or I or our listeners would look at and say to ourselves, how could anyone have put this together? These are features that enhance safety. These are features that help, if you will, a smaller framed woman to shoot and self-defend safely. These are features that help a disabled person to continue to use firearms at the range. For example, our veterans. Hello, what are you thinking in the legislature when you attack through this kind of an approach? Nothing other than control without any thought or regard to the Second Amendment.
And speaking of control, the thumb hole stock, second hand grip, a pistol grip on these rifles, that improves accuracy, reduces the likelihood that a bullet's going to go somewhere it's not supposed to.
Correct. And so you and I are speaking the same language, but I think, Larry, what you and our listeners have to understand, if you haven't read the decisions from the three district court judges in New York, Connecticut, and Maryland, what you're missing is what they do with that data. The plaintiff's attorneys make these fantastic presentations. They put in all of the details that you and I would want to see about safe and lawful firearms use. But what the judges then do is say the very same features that increase safety for the law-abiding citizen, increase lethality to the person bent on mayhem. So in other words, what the judges have done at the district court level is to say, we're going to disregard the Second Amendment rights of millions of Americans, and we're going to focus on the criminal elements, just a few persons nationwide on an annual basis, and chop it off right there.
Let's leave it there and come back after a few messages, and we'll continue talking about the New York anti-gun law.
Live Fire, the program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
More news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, today I'm speaking with Paloma Campana, an attorney from New York State and near the Rochester, in the Rochester area. And we're talking about the law that was passed at the behest of dictator Mussolini Cuomo, a.k.a. Andrew Cuomo. And he has presented a real bad situation for gun owners, and people are going to inadvertently get really messed over in serious jail time if this thing isn't successfully addressed. Attorney Paloma is involved in the litigation of this in federal court. And Paloma, one of the things that had really caught my eye and just, you know, how can they get away with that, is some of the quote unquote evidence supporting the view that the ban on these firearms is necessary for the public safety came from the database compiled at the blog site of Mother Jones Magazine, which is about as anti-Second Amendment as any group can be. And a judge with a straight face said, that's evidence. Wow.
It wasn't just the judge. I had several of the state's expert witnesses, you know, people with advanced degrees, even from Yale, relied on that information as well. And for me, that's just killer, because none of these people could have given that testimony in a live courtroom. It's hearsay. Many of the categories on the Mother Jones chart, which is all that it amounts to, you know, are blank. They base their categorization on the definition of assault weapon that was not even enacted anywhere in the United States. It comes out of a bill from Senator Feinstein from last year, Senate Bill 150, that didn't even make it out of committee. And that bill was dead before it hit the committee room. So there's nothing about that Mother Jones chart that they put up on their website that is in any way evidentiary. And it was misleading to the public. It's misleading in the way that the experts use it. And again, unfortunately, the judge adopted it.
And having adopted it, the way, as you explained in the paper, the way the court system works, the appellate system works, is that you don't have the introduction of new evidence on appeal. So whatever was put in the record as evidence in the lower court, that just goes all the way through. And we're really putting handcuffs even on a better Supreme Court if they were to follow the rules of procedure that you just accept without new information. Now, I don't think Moses brought that down from the mountain. So obviously if a court were of a mind to, they could say, well, baloney. That was baloney in, and we're not going to have baloney out.
Correct. And the Second Circuit or the U.S. Supreme Court could do exactly that. It could reverse the district court holdings in all three cases and say none of these states has actually submitted even what would be called a prima facie or an on its face case. You know, they've had the best possible world with no one making objections. Presumably they're giving us their, quote, best submission, and it just falls flat on its face. Therefore, the motion is dismissed. You know, that's the kind of outcome that we're looking for on appeal.
The idea that this anti-Second Amendment judge would so easily buy into the idea that
we're in a crisis situation, an emergency situation, and it's a good thing that the governor got it through before anybody knew what was happening. We've said it again. I'd like to repeat what we've said earlier, that we do not have a crisis, an emergency, an out-of-control problem with criminals committing mayhem with the kind of firearms that are banned in the New York Safe Act. It is about as bald-faced a power grab as we've seen for some time. I'm sure there's been equals, but it's right up there. This is big time. Who do you believe, me or your lying eyes?
And I think that the agenda really goes back to the 1989 import weapons ban. And in fact, for the Second Amendment Coalition Resource Center, who has published this current white paper, there will be two more that we've already scheduled. Next month will be, as I said, the minute-by-minute play on how the New York Safe Act passed. The one in November is really, if you will, going to be the tell-all of how did we go from 1989 to the Safe Act in 2013. When you look back at 1989, you'd be surprised at the cast of characters down in Washington, D.C., and how those same people are now in higher positions. For example, Andrew Cuomo is down there at that time fighting, you know, for his cabinet seat and working at HUD. Justice Kagan is running around providing legal advice in the background, you know, at the White House. Rahm Emanuel is on White House staff, and his name appears on numerous internal memos. Even current New York Congressman Sean Maloney is down there, you know, running around. And so what happens when Feinstein made her first big push to ban the so-called assault weapon, you know, that's how she pushed it through, was to literally be saying, we've got to do this ban. The ATF is throwing up its hands saying, okay, we don't have evidence to back this up. But that's where it all starts, and it's the same people who have now aged a bit and risen through the ranks a bit. So in some ways, what we missed, if you will, as Second Amendment supporters, were opportunities for litigation in 1989 and 1994, and even in the year 2000, only in the state of New York, to challenge what got started and get interrupted. Because what you now see the state arguing in the current case is, well, nobody seemed this unhappy when we did this before, and that's the only argument that they make in 2,500 pages that actually has merit, is where was the complaint in 1989 when the import ban went through, 1994 when the assault weapons ban went through, and the year 2000 when the predecessor version of the Safe Act went through. Where was the challenge then? It's the only argument that they have.
That's a very fair point, and I'm afraid we can't argue against that. One thought I hadn't initially wanted to discuss, but I think I will, that Among the cast of characters that are aging, as you say, that were involved in this crime against the Constitution, one was the then head of the Heritage Foundation, Ed Fulmer, conservative Republican, who apparently succumbed the way other academics have succumbed, say under Richard Nixon, who were free market economists. They get invited to lunch at the White House and they come out justifying price and wage controls, and President Nixon had it all right after all. Well, Ed Fulmer was personally called, as he explained it one time to a group, on his way to an airport, and the request was made at that time during that phone call that the Heritage Foundation produced the language for the assault weapons ban that, in fact, Bush unconstitutionally issued as an import ban as an executive order. And so here we had another example of similar to inviting to lunch, puff him up, and I'll have a meeting out of my hands. And politicians have done that a lot to people on our side, activists who know better and got involved initially to put a stop to things like that, and end up falling into the very same slop that they were going to try to clean up.
And I think that what's tough for civil rights activists, and I can look to some of the other amendments, whether it's free speech, assembly, petition for redress of grievances, Fourth Amendment, search and seizure. You know, what's really tough is that you end up with two schools of thought. The school of thought that any compromise is problematic because eventually it erodes the foundation of the entire building and collapses. And the school of thought that is more moderate, even though, you know, at the right end of the spectrum, but a little bit more moderate, that says, well, look, it's a done deal anyway, so let's make our input to keep it from being less bad than it could otherwise be.
We're gonna have to wrap it up right there. I hear the music cutting this off. Folks can get more information at 2A, that's number 2A, coalition.org. That was Mess in New York. Paloma, thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry. It was a real pleasure.
Live Fire is hosted by GOA's Executive Director, Larry Pratt. Be sure to join us next Saturday. And remember, it's not just about gun control.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.